Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5 Horoscopes. Aries.
You have to put work before everything else today. While it might not be ideal, it must be done. With all the work completed, then you can relax and take care of yourself this weekend.
Oh, you said the word weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Taurus.
Hey, for answers, you'll have to look back in the past. Don't worry, you can make the process easier for yourself by tuning in with yourself today and this weekend.
Gemini.
You might want to get out of town for a little bit, Gemini, and you won't regret making plans to do so. This is going to be an experience you will never forget.
Cancer.
Despite all your commitments, today is going to prove that you need to learn how to say no.
Leo.
It will bring you down to have doubts about yourself. Think about what's going on and make sure that you take some time for yourself today, Leo.
Virgo.
Your life seems to be consumed by work, and you and your partner seem to be at opposite ends of the spectrum. Take the time. Spend some time together today.
Libra.
When others don't catch up to where you are, you may just venture out by yourself, and that's okay. It'll be better for you to go it alone.
Scorpio.
Short and sweet. Work and family must be balanced in your life today.
Sagittarius.
You might have to stand up to your boss and make sure that you're heard. It would be best if you took this weekend to gather your thoughts before sharing them, though.
Capricorn.
There's some imagination and fantasy in your life today. If you don't fight it, you'll be thinking outside the box, and it'll spice up your daily routine.
Aquarius.
You should feel a large weight lift off your shoulders today. You can now see and think clearly about your next steps in life since the air around you is clearing up.
Pisces.
Pisces, the fact that something is brewing in the background has slipped your mind due to work and family obligations. Talk to some people if you're uneasy about a situation, since they probably are feeling the same way you are.
Okay, there it is. Your Friday morning horoscopes. Hopefully you have a great day. But if you need some more great news about what's happening, go to chum1045.com. Click on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page to read your horoscopes.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up!
So how was the ride in this morning?
Well, I saw a lot of joggers, a lot today.
Okay,
the weather's kind of turning around. You're getting inspired, right? Or something's happening this weekend. You got a date. You thought you'd run before you got the date. And then I saw a skunk at Queen's Park.
Huh.
I said, what is that black and white thing? And I slowed down and went, oh, you better keep moving.
Oh, an actual skunk and not like a
politician. And I thought, now there's that skunk. That's the second one I've seen this season. They're out in a boat, as they say in Canada. Yeah, so that's, you know, the weather, it seems it's going to be a great day today.
Okay.
Sunny and what, 7?
Yeah, look at that. 7 in the morning, I'll 14 in the afternoon.
Love it.
That's good stuff. Bring it.
Yeah.
I actually brought my parka with me today.
Just in case.
Yeah, it's just like, I just don't like that chill on my body anymore. Like, I'm just tired of living in a freezer.
Yeah, it's really chilly. Know? It's really chilly in the morning, and then when the sun comes out, if you're on the sunny side of the street, it's okay. But Kayla and I both have our... Kayla, you bought your heavy winter coat.
It's a bit of the heavy one. It's wool. It's not full parka, but yeah, I'm the same. I can also, I don't know about you guys, sometimes when the seasons change, I get prone to being a little under the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even forecast on that. I go, no. It's spring. I'm not doing this. And happy Earth Day, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Earth Day 2022.
It's today.
What are you going to do today about Earth Day?
Apologize to the Earth.
Okay.
I apologize.
I apologize. I apologize.
Listen, my bad. I'll take this responsibility. But hey, we all have a responsibility to do something.
Right.
So yeah, you know, maybe pitch into the recycling bin a little bit, unplug a couple things. Yeah.
Put some like gloves on, rubber gloves on, and pick up all the masks that people have thrown.
There you go.
On the sidewalk.
There you go.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
What plans this weekend?
Not like this one.
What plan is that?
Two pilots, should I do an accent? Two pilots.
Okay.
Will attempt a stunt on Sunday in which they will put their airplanes into a nosedive and then attempt to skydive into each other's planes.
Wow. Well, that's...
Without parachutes.
Planes into a nosedive, skydiving out of the planes into each other's planes?
Yes, they'll have
that. And then calling it a day or getting out of the situation?
Getting out of the nosedive and then going to the local bar and being able to talk about it. That's what it's all.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I wonder, you know, I mean, I wonder. Let's start there. But I'm wondering if there's a safety precaution that each of them are doing, but they're so sure.
I don't think safety is part of the calculation here.
They showed in the plane how they're going to take the That's my husband calling me. It's taking the steering wheel thing. They push it in. They're showing you how to get out of it. And then the planes have to be at the same kind of level, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have to be at a really high altitude because, right. I mean, a nosedive, they're going to be going down pretty fast.
Yeah. So the idea is they go into each other's plane, they swap planes mid-air when the plane is in a nosedive, and then they each successfully land the plane from there.
Without parachutes, it says right here. Without it.
Yeah.
See, changing planes at the airport's enough.
Right, but changing planes in midair.
I don't think so.
While in a nosedive.
Can you imagine?
I can't believe it. Anyway. So that live to tell. That's all I got on this.
No parachutes?
No parachutes.
There's no room for error here.
No.
So these guys do this a lot. They're a member of the Red Bull Aviation crew. So you know how Red Bull does all these like daredevil stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So they do a lot of stuff where they dive without parachutes, but they have these elaborate netting systems set up on the ground that they will frequently fall into. So maybe they have this netting system set up.
Smart, I both went, no.
It's wild still. It is wild. I can't believe it.
There's like five people holding a sheet and hoping God land in the right target. I mean, net or not, like what if you're in the wrong location?
Absolutely. What if your plane crashes through the net before
What if there's a draft or a breeze? I went skydiving once.
Yeah.
It was the most intense situation I've ever been in my life. And I'm not really afraid of things. Like, I'm down for a good thrill.
Yeah.
Skydiving, I will tell you, I remember jumping out of that plane and going, this was not necessary. That was exactly what I was saying the whole time. Not necessary, but God bless those stunt folks, and I hope they have enough Red Bull pumped into their veins for the whole project.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll circle back on Monday.
We will
see how they circled.
Good Lord.
And that's what's happening their weekend. So when you ask me how's your weekend, I'm like, not like this one. It's nothing's like that one.
Okay.
Is that stupid or kind of cool?
I mean, it is kind of cool. I mean, it's stupid and kind of cool.
It depends how it goes. If they pull it off, everyone will be like, yeah. And if it goes wrong, everyone will be like, idiots.
Yeah.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
So just to remind everybody, a celebrity writer is a list of requests that maybe they'll make so they could be a little more comfortable backstage, things that you want that, you know, prep you for your vibe, get you in the right mindset. Other people think that it is a way to ensure that the production crew is actually paying attention to detail so that they are, you know, for example, if you've got a really, really detailed lighting rig and you've got the intern back there, and if you give a celebrity writer with really, really strict demands, and they actually follow that, more than likely, they're going to follow your lighting demands, too, because they're looking through everything with a fine-tuned comb. That's really what they say they do.
Right. I had a writer once with Jennifer Lopez, just to interview her in our old station, in a little room, like that one behind us, padded, had to be all in white, white curtains, white flowers, white vases, and we complied.
Right.
And therefore, a better interview.
Yeah, this is one of her more famous requests.
Yes.
White dressing room to ease her mind and her spirit so she can be in a room of purity, candles, couches, tables, flowers, just everything pure. That's what she wants, Jennifer Lopez.
I even wore white. Yeah.
Okay. Rihanna apparently on her special request is that in her dressing room she likes a nice plush animal print rug so that she could walk barefoot and graze her feet through the soft plushness of the rug. Huh.
Well, it's animal print, not the real animal, I guess. But I've got two leftover IKEA throws if you need them.
Yeah, okay.
Anytime when you interview her, Jamar.
Yeah.
I've got two of them.
Okay, I'll call you for that.
Please do.
Thank you for looking
out. They're fake. They're from IKEA.
Let me ask everyone listening: if you had a specific request for your rider, what would you request? Text us your requests to 1-4-1-0-4-5-3-6. Justin Timberlake requests apparently that his doorknobs in any venue he's in are sanitized every 2 hours. He wants someone to come by every 2 hours and wipe down the doorknobs, spray them, clean them, make sure that they are, you know, germ-free.
Out of contacts. Oh. That sounds dirty.
Doorknobs? Hey, come sanitize my doorknob. I like that.
Is it a code for something?
I don't know.
It's you like wipe the doorknob
old,
yet?
The old well, snuck on the door. Oh.
Get to work.
Yep.
Okay.
The Selena Gomez one is my favorite.
What's that one?
Post her breakup with Justin Bieber in 2014. You know, she's got a big crew of people, some of which are named Justin, first names. So she had her team make sure that anyone that is actually really named Justin change their first name for the day. So she doesn't have to walk through the hallways, through the dressing rooms, through the wings and hear, hey, Justin.
It must have hurt.
That's the first thing I thought.
For the people named Justin, yes.
Yes, yeah. For them.
And that whole generation, everyone's named Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of Justin.
Wow.
That's not what she wanted.
What about Beyonce?
Let's see, Beyonce. Oh, this is an interesting... That's Beyonce cool wants her dressing room set at 78 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm. And she wants well-seasoned chicken.
What?
Well-seasoned chicken. Eh, well, you know, you go to a lot of these places and they give you like the chicken and it's just like a breast that they just threw in a pan and throw some lemon pepper on it. Well, that's not what... Well, and she's from the South, so, you know, they know well-seasoned chicken.
Yeah.
You know, so she doesn't want just that average stuff.
I want to talk about Cher for a moment. I love everything about Cher. All the costumes she has, probably in one room. But her wigs are in a separate room.
A whole separate room for her wigs.
I get it.
A wig room.
Yeah.
Okay. A wig room.
I mean,
wigs are pretty unnerving just looking at them. Like,
they are.
I would want to, if I had wigs, I'd want a separate room for them, too.
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of, like, hair without heads. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, product of New York City Public Schools. I love this request. He requested 7 dressing rooms and high-quality peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
That I like.
That is a...
What's high-quality peanut butter?
I mean, you want the good stuff.
You want that organic? If I got organic...
Nah, not even the organic. No, not the organic.
I don't want organic. No. I want Jiffy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's what he means.
Jiffy.
He means he doesn't want no name. He wants the brand name.
Right.
He wants the good jelly.
He needs to see it
exactly.
in a jar.
Fresh bread. I co-sign on that.
No. Okay.
Brioche.
Yes. Oh, man.
Now we're talking.
Sugar overload. That's
speaking of high-quality foods, Britney Spears in London 2011 requested that she had McDonald's cheeseburgers without the buns.
Why?
100 figs and prunes, toothpaste, fish and chips because, you know, London, and a framed photo of Princess Diana.
Okay.
That is very, very specific, bit odd, but, yeah, that's it.
No buns.
Cheeseburgers without buns. It's like where?
Yeah, you know, Atkins diet at the time.
Yeah, but then you won't have fish and chips.
Cheese.
So one cancels the other.
Sure.
It doesn't really make sense.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Just have the bun.
And the figs and prunes just to keep everything
moving.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
These do not complement each other well.
I feel you.
Chips. I don't get the fish and chips. Anyway, I get the chip part. I don't get the fish.
Okay. All right.
Mornings on Chum. With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
When I worked in Chi-Town, we did a concert, and Justin Bieber was the headliner, and he apparently requested that backstage in or near his room that he had a ping pong table and golden ping pong paddles.
Oh.
Gold. Like, I don't know where you'd even find that. Our poor interns were sent out, like, to go look for the stuff night of the show. Like, where do you find golden ping pong paddles?
Right. I think you have some PA who's out there behind the arena spray painting them gold, probably.
Probably.
There's Michael's right across the street. You know,
You know what? That's probably what happened, because they did, you know, they produced the stuff for him. He had it.
Yeah. Mm. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably didn't even play. That would tick me off.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah,
I,
you know what? You go to all that trouble, mm-hmm. and then the ping pong.
They never use it, right? Yeah, because they're actually just talking to people and stuff.
Yeah.
Food items. Would you be down to like get your favorite food at a backstage?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what would it be? Would it be the chips?
Well, yeah. I'm just thinking if I have to perform. Hang on a moment. What would it be comfort food for me? Because you're on the road. I'd probably like some soup.
Ooh, yes.
A little bit of soup. What else? I don't know. Every once in a while. You know what I would do? If I knew, like, if I went to Chicago, I'd get, like, a deep dish pizza. If I knew that a city was known for something, I would try it.
That would be the pleasure of the city. That people would be like, of course we'll get you that. And be a good advertising opportunity for those, you know.
I would definitely have soup. Wonton soup, I would want 100% because when you're feeling a little tired, for me, that's what I reach for.
Yeah.
Also, I just love a nice croissant. Like a nice fresh croissant and maybe some coffee because you're probably a bit tired.
Yeah, and then you're gonna get out there and just
mix it up in my stomach and probably feel unwell.
Right.
What about you, Jamar?
Right. I mean, gosh, you can't get Caribbean food outside of Toronto and New York. Like everywhere else, it just sucks. So I wouldn't ask for any food. I'd ask for like a big vat of rum punch, though.
Ooh.
I'd be like, I want fresh rum punch in every single
You know what you say?
Venue.
Hey, New York, how are you? Sir, it's Atlanta.
We're in Atlanta today. Well, no thanks, not today. I would do that. I would have like a room with a big screen, really dark, and just like have my favorite movie ready to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if I want to just kind of get out of it and like veg out a little bit, I could just go into the room and watch my favorite movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to kind of cleanse my mind or lower my palate.
You know when you see James Corden say hello to everybody before he starts his show and how pretty those green rooms are?
Yeah.
There's a basket there. Those are one of the most loveliest green rooms I have ever seen.
Oh.
Because green rooms are not notoriously gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
They are rough. People going in and out. So I like the TV idea. I like the food basket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, whatever. I just something that would make you feel comfortable, but definitely a couch.
Yeah, because after
you want to lay down for just a little bit.
You're on tour.
And a great shower.
Great.
And good towels.
You're doing all rehearsals and stuff like that. And after a while, you just need a change.
Yeah.
You need
a
switch, right?
And I need everyone to get out so I can shower, rest, and concentrate.
That, you hit the nail on the head. Definitely decent products in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So that you're not carrying your own little kit to and from the venue all the time.
Yeah.
You'd want to have just some nice moisturizing products that would be in there waiting for you and a fluffy towel. Yeah, I like that.
For example, someone from Oshawa, to your point, says they would want a pool of spaghetti and buttery cheesy noodles on the side.
Uh-huh.
Lemon cake with vanilla buttercream and a bunch of kittens to play with. I see what they mean.
Kittens. I like that.
This is what they would select.
Our listener Ian is throwing caution to the wind, Jamar, on the Caribbean food side, saying that he would want two chicken roti and carib beers. So he's trusting the Caribbean food outside of Toronto and New York.
Yeah, I mean, not that's in St. Louis, you know.
But that's up to your people to find them.
Yeah.
You got to try to find roti and carib beer in St. Louis or like Phoenix.
Tell my people.
Oh, my God.
To make it happen.
Don't.
They may have to fly it in from Jamaica.
They may have to.
Right?
They may have
to. You're a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
The 6:30 games on Chump.
This is our 6:30 game, What the Beep, this morning, playing for what these players are.
A $200 vanilla Visa prepaid card.
Nice. Our first contestant is Frank. Good morning, number one, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Number one in your heart and minds and on your radio station.
There it is.
Oh, there you go.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Thank you, Frank. You too.
That big Frank energy coming through. We love it. Frank, you are the first contestant for What the Beep. Are you able to figure out which word was beeped out of the chat? This morning, we have a chat between Ken Jennings and Jeopardy champ Matea Roach. All right, now we have five of you lined up. Contestant number five, if we get to that person, they automatically win the prize. So what you have to do is get it before we get down there. Got it?
Okay, I got it. Let's get it.
Frank, listen closely to What the Beep.
Our reigning champion, Matea Roach, hails from Canada.
Yeah, so my family thought it was very important that I say that I'm from I was there the first, like, six-ish years of my life and also did high school there.
There you go.
What do you say, Frank? Three.
I'm going to say...
Three, two...
Nova Scotia.
Nope. Sorry about that, Frank.
Thank you, Frank, with energy.
You're pumped. Thank you.
Okay, Frank. Next up is Dawn.
Right. Hi, Dawn.
Hi. I think she said Halifax.
Is it Halifax?
That's correct.
Woo!
Awesome. Oh, she's fantastic.
She is fantastic. Do you see her? Do you watch her on the show?
I did yesterday.
That's awesome. All right, so... Let's hear the whole thing.
So my family thought it was very important that I say that I'm from Halifax. I was there the first like six-ish years of my life and also did high school there. But I've also lived in Calgary for a couple years when I was younger and Moncton in New Brunswick, which is where I learned French. So I've been a little bit all over. Canadians are always very proud of our homegrown celebrities. So to come on Jeopardy, you know, that Alex was such an iconic presence for so many years, it's really, really special.
What a spokesperson for that show.
Said every American watching.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Matea won her 13th game last night. She currently lives in Toronto. And as Caitlin has mentioned all week, she's a tutor.
But we're very proud of her.
Yeah.
Lord, like, she's got an amazing amount of money right now. And all that knowledge.
And composure.
Yeah.
Great composure.
Okay. Congratulations, Dawn. You get it.
Hey, you get a $200 vanilla Visa prepaid card, the perfect gift for any occasion, available at Petro Canada.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You got
sweet,
it.
Treat.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up. Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Oops, I did it again, says the dentist after he realized his patient inhaled one of his instruments during the surgery.
Oh, my gosh.
A man in Illinois inhaled a dentist's drill bit.
This guy's like 60 years old, and he was getting his tooth filled, and he accidentally, see, it depends on who's telling the story, right? I accidentally swallowed, or I inhaled, right? Or the dentist had done it again, made another mistake.
Right. I accidentally swallowed, or was not correctly secured. I don't
know
how it works.
Correct.
The guy says he didn't even feel the drill bit going down. I mean, those things are tiny. If you're taking deep breaths and your mouth is wide open, I can see how that would happen. But, like, gosh, a hard piece of material going into your lung.
Metal.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
So the thing goes into his lungs, lands in his lung, and
about
it's
1-inch bit deep into his lungs. Okay.
Sounds brutal.
He inhaled this guy, apparently, and he went to cough, and it went back even further.
Oh, no.
Am I being too descriptive so early in the morning?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So, the hospital was able to use a special device to get this drill bit out of this guy's lung. Take a listen.
I was at the dentist getting a tooth filled, and the next thing I knew, I was told I swallowed this tool. What happens if he can't get it out? And really, the answer was part of my lung was going to have to get removed. And I was never so happy in my life when I opened my eyes and I saw him with a smile under that mask shaking a little plastic container that had the tool in it.
I got to tell you, lungs are interesting because I'm surprised we don't hear stories like this more often because, I mean, anything goes in your lung. I mean, you can't just turn someone over and shake it out, right?
No.
You got to get in there somehow. So he was saying, yeah, a part of his lung would probably have to be, you know, surgical
more serious
cut.
Than I thought. I wonder what kind of, like, did they, you know, they do for plumbing, put a snake down there?
They probably put a magnet down there.
Right.
And played Operation.
So where is this drill bit
or, like,
now?
The fish game?
Yeah, that's right. The fish game. Fisher Price, I've got that at home.
Yeah.
For my granddaughter. So where is this drill bit now? I'll tell you. It's on display on a shelf at home. In a plastic cup.
That's funny.
That's where he put it.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. You know?
He kept it.
But honestly, I didn't realize it was that serious that they'd have to remove it. But
no.
How else would they get it out?
That's when you want the magic school bus. Remember that show?
Yes.
Yeah.
The magic school bus.
I'm going to send Miss Frizzle in there. Got a job for you.
Go get it.
Mornings on Chum with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
It's like one of those questions you get at that card game that you're playing with your friends on a weekend. Let's just pretend we're at that game right now. And the question is, what crime would you be arrested for because that's just how you are, typical of you. Texters, let me see what everyone's taking. Someone says, I'd be arrested for being the life of the party. Really?
So here come the cops. They go, okay, you're too much noise.
Hey, Mr. Fun Guy.
Yeah.
Please come with me.
Right. Right.
Let me see. Texter says, I'd be arrested for making too many jokes to police officers and not taking them seriously.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
I call that a luxury item.
Yeah.
That's just me. I personally, Jamar, would be arrested for the bonfire of parking tickets in the middle of on University Boulevard.
I knew it would have something to do with parking.
I can't stand the municipal parking systems of, like, most major cities. It's just like a big money grab. I mean, you send the tickets completely to the Department of Revenue. Like, we know what's going on here. This is not public safety or a measure.
And they're
to,
not
like,
fixing the potholes.
No, it's not. It's not public safety. It's not mitigating traffic or anything. It's about taking money from people. I hate it. And I'd burn the tickets in a massive bonfire, an illegal bonfire in the
Jamar
middle of the city.
Can't come in today because of
he's arrested for the
parking. It's the bonfire in the back of it
for the parking ticket arson that he
Right. What about you, Caitlin?
I don't don't know. I asked my husband this, and he hasn't answered yet, maybe because he doesn't want to. I feel like I need someone else to answer for me, because I'm like, what would I be arrested for? I don't know, stalking Rihanna, perhaps.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that would be up there. If I found out she was in town, I'd be like, she doesn't know we're best friends yet, but yeah, she'd like me, right? Something delusional like that. Or I don't know, walking out with one too many croissants, like taking them and not realizing.
So, I always think of food.
Yeah.
You know, like you're only supposed to have, we're rationing a certain food, chips, and you took one extra one.
Marilyn, Amanda in Oshawa says, by text, she would be arrested for ripping political stickers and certain flags off of cars.
Oh.
I get
I get that.
No one's opinion was ever changed by a bumper sticker. I don't know why people do that.
No.
It just shows who...
Makes the person feel better that they put the sticker on?
Yeah, but it's like, I never saw a bumper sticker. You know what? I'm going to switch to that side.
Yeah. They're putting it on. They're like, yeah, this will do it. And you're like, well...
It's kind of pointless. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that one. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Another texter said, I would be arrested for trying to get backstage at a concert. There are people that do that all the time. I bet they've been really bored during COVID because there were no concerts.
Sure.
But you have people who make it a point. Like they probably could afford a ticket, but they'd rather just try to sneak in.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what they do.
Mm-hmm. Did you not try to do that once?
All the time.
did you not?
I was describing myself.
But you were successful, though.
Many times. I've snuck into, so many different events. I've snuck in people's dressing rooms. I snuck into the MTV VMAs one year. Did I tell you that story?
That's the one I remember.
Yeah, just picked up a box and just walked in with it with a black t-shirt on.
Yeah.
I'm a roadie now.
Okay.
It was cool. Don't try it, though.
Then what happened?
I just walked around for a little bit. I think I saw Missy Elliott on stage rehearsing.
Yeah.
And then eventually got scared and left because I didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't want to get arrested for real.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Texter says, I would be arrested for owning too many dogs.
Okay.
Whoa.
Pet lover. And speeding.
And speeding. And mm-hmm. that one. Mm-hmm. The thing that's actually illegal.
To the morning show
with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
There's one for everybody. If you were to be arrested for anything, because that's just who you are, what would it be? What are the texters saying? What's coming in?
We've got some funny ones. Someone said I'd be arrested. There's a lot of theft out there.
Okay.
But different types. I'd be arrested for stealing all the puppies at my work because I work at a vet clinic. So just making off with all the cute puppies at work.
Okay, yeah. All right.
That makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Someone said I'd be arrested for stealing clippings from people's plants, indoor or outdoor, so that I could grow my own. And I actually do that everywhere.
Wait, they clip a piece of a plant and then...
Yeah.
No, I got to tell you a story.
Okay.
Around the corner from me, this neighbor has the most outstanding forsythia bush.
Oh, yeah.
It's bursting in yellow. Anytime now, it's going to burst in yellow. And at night, I want to go like Wile E. Coyote. And I want to take up a couple of branches because if you buy the branches out of store, it's expensive.
I know.
Don't worry, I'm not going to do it. But I want to. I know I would be arrested. And they would know it was me. It's a weird thing, but I get that. I get that texter. Yeah. I do.
There's another relatable one. It says, at the self-checkout, I would be arrested for buying Honeycrisp apples, but using the code for delicious. Everyone wants the Honeycrisp, but they're like $2.29 each.
Oh, my gosh.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
They are.
Oh, I feel you.
Funny.
You rebel.
Yeah. Someone would be arrested for sarcasm. Another person said, I'd be arrested for being in places that I shouldn't, but because I got lost. That would be me. I would accidentally stumble into if you put me in any office building that I've never been in before with multiple floors.
Oh, then you walk into a board meeting and you're like, sorry.
I'm stumbling upon the Secret Service, guaranteed. I don't know where I'm going.
Yes, you'll have to come with us.
Yeah, exactly. Someone else said I would be arrested for, this is a couple texts like this, for jumping in on people who are rude, whether it's the grocery stores or retail salespeople. You ever hear someone who's rude?
There's always the one person that inclined to do that, right? Yeah. They jump in on the rude interaction.
Marilyn's
hand
is up. Yeah.
When was the last time that you
on the plane coming back from Seattle? Guy was trying to. He moved up into our section, row 12, 13 from the back of the plane, because you have to let people off with mobility issues and connecting flights. Then we could all go off. And he just went right in front of Jim, and it was our turn. You take turns. I went, hey, you, step back. It's our turn.
Yeah.
My husband went, wow.
Ma'am, come with us.
Yeah. I don't like injustices.
I love people like you because I want to jump in, and I would. It would take me an extra beat, but I love when I see someone else, when someone cuts in front of someone's line, when they don't give the seat to an elderly person at the front of the streetcar.
I got another one for you.
Okay.
Two kids, big kid, little kid, two boys. And the big kid is giving the little kid a bad time.
Okay.
And I'm in the car. And I roll down and go, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they go, nothing. I go, yeah, there's something going on. I'm going to wait till this stops. I've got all the time in the world.
Turn the radio on.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. He goes, oh, no, we're okay. I said, are you okay? The little one.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm okay. Why don't you? I said, are you guys related? No. I said, why don't you go home?
Yeah.
Right now. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Bystander intervention. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah. But I feel like I don't want anyone to be bullied or anyone take their turn before their turn.
Darn right. Drives people crazy.
Yeah. And the mask helps a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got extra superpowers, guys, that I can do that only for injustices.
Other people are all texting in with that similar type of mentality.
Yeah.
And someone said, my husband calls me Bruce Banner and has to stop me from hulking out on ignorant people and rude people all the time.
That's great.
We love you, Bruce Banners of the world.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
That's why everyone likes the Hulk. It's so relatable.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk.
Yeah.
Mad.
My neck just gets red. It doesn't turn green, but that's what happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, everybody has their thing.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Good morning.
The Chum Morning Show.
Good morning.
Take us anywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Today is Earth Day. Earth Day. Could there be a more important day than the day that commemorates the only place we have to live?
Earth. And we only dedicate one day to it.
Yeah. And if you're asking yourself, what can you do to be a better person, a better citizen of planet Earth, someone who activates your purpose to put the place in a better condition than you found it, we have someone on the line who could probably help you get that done. Host of the podcast and show Better with Mark Brand, we have Mark Brand joining us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, friends. How are you?
Good. Happy Earth Day.
Long time, Marilyn. Really nice to hear your voice.
Oh, nice to hear your voice. So tell me, listen, I remember April 22nd, 1970, at sepia tone time, is when I remember Earth Day being introduced to the world, and all the kids would kind of go, Jamar, do you remember that in your school? You got to get connected, and you go with garbage bags, and you would go pick up stuff in your neighborhood or your park. Or do you remember that?
I went to school in New York City, so on our Earth Day, we actually placed garbage on the ground rather than pick it up. But anyway.
I remember how.
I don't.
Yeah. New Yorker. But I just remember how big of a deal it was. It's still going, but is as strong as it should be these days. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the answer to that question is absolutely not.
Right.
We looked at a circular economy. We looked at the idea of like recycling, reusing, and bringing things to the end of their life as best we could. And that was really the focus, right? So you're picking stuff up. We have 7 different bins. We're sorting everything out, the compost, all of it. But the fact is we're not using it enough, and we also don't have the wherewithal within this society to figure out how much we're actually wasting.
Mm-hmm.
The food system has an incredible impact on what's happening with climate change. 40-50% comes from food systems, and those food systems are then wasting 70%-ish of what's produced. I think it's higher. And so, you know, picking up some garbage on one day a year is really not going to help us with any of this. We have to really look at our own habits and how we can also help folks. The good news is, on the other side, we have an incredible demand for food. People are having a really tough time. And so we build structures and figure out systems to help people take those two things and reimagine what systems look like.
What you're talking about is a pretty much a giant restructuring of just how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
Going from so much single use to things that are just designed to be used over and over again.
Right.
Going to all this producing of surplus of food. So is it about producing less, or is it about, taking what we produce and getting into more mouths?
All of the above. So we created a program during the pandemic. One of my businesses is, Marilyn, you know this one well, Save on Meats on Hastings Street in Vancouver. I run a charity called the Better Life Foundation. We do about 2,000 meals a day, predominantly the women and children fleeing violence, and we focus on BIPOC populations on both sides of the border. Now, there, I hit a max during the pandemic. We were doing about 3,000 meals, but I had no more money. So, like, I don't know. We got starving people. All of the front-facing soup kitchens and places where people get extra meals are gone because of COVID. So we dug into grocery stores and started taking their waste. Oh. And now we take 3 stores' waste a day and with 2 chefs reconstitute that food, because that's what we do as chefs. We know how to do that.
Yeah.
Put it back together and we put an extra couple hundred meals out a day. But we've also offset about 60,000 kilograms of carbon while recovering 30 tons in the last about 15 months with 2 people. So this stuff isn't complicated. It's just a matter of changing the way we think about it and the way we act about it.
Mark, you actually know a friend of mine, Ash McLeod.
Ash is the executive director of my charity.
He is. And I know this is such a, this is like a cause close to your heart, because you had briefly experienced homelessness in your life.
You know, this is the thing, and I was trying to demystify that word versus saying it, right? So we deal with street entrenched folks all the time, which is a very different thing, right? These are people who are staying all the time. But when I'm using that example, I'm saying I spent nights on the street because of unstable conditions, because of choices that I made. And but for the grace of my friends, my family circle, and my privilege, I would have continued that path, right? My own addictions, my own instability, my own mental health issues. And so while we deal with it every day, it's always been thought of as an us and them problem. And I say there is no us and them, there's only us. And so when we think about really, truly how we look at these problems, we're like, oh, I wonder what it would be like to solve for the guy with the dog and the, you know, stained mustache and the cardboard sign.
Yeah.
Like, that's somebody's uncle, right? Yes. Brother.
I think of that constantly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What can somebody do today? You know, if it looks like a task that's, you know, too big to overcome, if there's one small step, right? Yeah, if people feel like they're so far removed from such a big problem, what could somebody do right now to be a better citizen of Earth and, you know, contribute on Earth Day?
I love this prompt. And 2 things. One, that's why I made the show, because I get to have these conversations with people in every single sector of interest, whether it's Dr. Gabramante, or on this Earth Day, Sylvia Earle is a guest that's coming up, Pradeepness, who's protected the oceans for over 50 years. Sarah Reversi from the UN is a guest that's coming up, and she talks specifically about the sustainable development goals and what you can do at home. I wanted to bring these tools into everybody's household because I'm spoiled. I get to have these conversations all the time, and I'm like, how can we bring these specific tools so individuals can identify with them and then use them, right? Like, what do I do? And so I think for you at home listening, you have to identify what you're passionate about, what you actually care about, not what I care about, what you care about, how much time you can actually manage to help, and then what's the skill you wish you could use more. So I take those 3 things and say, you know, for me, I was just a strict businessman, but I've been cooking my whole life. So I want to be a chef. I want to convene people and talk more about the way that we deal with the world and people. And I want to do it once a month. Well, once a month turned into every day of my life.
Wow.
And I travel the world getting to do this now.
Mark, where can we follow you? And I know you got a podcast too. Tell us all about you.
Yeah, sure. On IG, I'm just at mark.brand. Most of the exploits and adventures are there, and all the businesses, including behind-the-scenes footage of Ash McLeod. And then Better is every Saturday night, nationally syndicated on news radio. And then you can catch it wherever you consume podcasts. We're on episode 6, Earth Day episode special tomorrow, and until I stop talking. So we're going to be around.
Okay.
Very nice.
So we don't have to worry about that, right, Mark?
You know me, Melanie.
That's excellent. Well done. Thanks for talking with us today, and happy Earth Day.
Lots of love. Take care, DJ Nice. Bye, Marilyn.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. There it is. 7:33. That's Mark Brand. Check it out on iHeartRadio and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Better. With Mark Brenn.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
As we were just discussing, it is, of course, Earth Day, which is trending today. And there's lots of stuff you can do locally if you're interested, happening over the weekend. Kind of fun stuff to do with your kids, too. So as part of Earth Day weekend, listeners are being invited to come and help clean up the Toronto Island shoreline. This is happening on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Garbage bags are going to be available at the Ward's Dock. So if you take the ferry to Centre or Hanlon's, you know, you can bring your own bags. You can get out there. There's so much stuff. You notice this every single spring. As soon as the snow melts, there's just garbage everywhere. And so there's a lot lot of cleanup efforts happening. You can head over to Tommy Thompson Park in the Portlands. They're going to have a fun day of kind of, you know, learning, tree planting going on. That's taking place tomorrow. I know there's an eco market being set up at Toronto Botanical Gardens. So if you really just Google Earth Day Toronto, you're going to find a lot of stuff to do if you're interested.
What you're going to find, since the snow's melted, and you know, is a lot of plastic gloves and masks.
Yes.
Right, guys?
The masks are everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's a good reminder, you know, today on Earth Day and all the time, though, to properly dispose of your masks, because they wind up in the wrong place. And, you know, the little loopholes around the ear, just give those a snip. Yeah, exactly.
So the birds don't get in trouble. Yeah.
Exactly. A UK filmmaker named Richard Clark is trending. He and his son are trending because they have collectively warmed the internet's heart. He took to Twitter recently to help his son gain a few followers, and this has snowballed really into the one of the best stories on social media. So what he said happened was, his son's Gabriel, he's 12 years old. He came home from school upset. Basically, he said his love of woodworking was deemed not cool, nor was only having 6 followers on his Instagram account, which was mostly dedicated to him.
And how old is he?
He's 12 years old.
Wow.
So his dad's upset. He's thinking, you know, oh, I feel bad for my kid. So he decided that he was going to reach out to the lovely people of Twitter and said, you know, hey, maybe you could consider following my son. Here's his Instagram handle. It's Clarky_woodwork. And, you know, give him a follow. Make him feel good about his hobby. He said when he woke up the next morning, he had over 33,000 followers, and it keeps going. By the end of the weekend, he had over 225,000. And he was overwhelmed by a tidal wave of kindness and support. And not only that, he had over 20,000 orders for bowls and chopping boards, because he makes these. And he said he calculated it would take him 32 years to fill all these orders.
Fulfill all the requests.
And then the press starts knocking at the door because they get a hold of this feel-good story. And he said, you know, this becomes a lot to take in, but he wanted to channel this positivity and interest in his story into something helpful. He wanted to kind of share this kindness around. So instead of trying to carve 20,000 bowls, he said, I'm going to carve one. And he called it his bowl for Ukraine.
Wow.
And now this has happened.
Gabriel Clark loves woodwork because he says it brings him peace, knowing war was putting children in danger. He hoped his bowl for Ukraine might raise £5,000. It's now worth almost $250,000.
Seeing it take up Sky Limited, it's been absolutely crazy.
The money from raffling off his woodwork is going to Save the Children's Ukraine Appeal.
Look at that.
Wow.
$250,000.
That turned into something more than it was intended.
I love that, because sometimes you're like, oh, Twitter can be really annoying. And so can social media.
Sure.
And it started out as a bad social media feeling where he's like, I don't feel cool. No one's following me. And then it quickly snowballs into a very real world, tangible thing that would help other kids in Ukraine. So way to go to him, to both Gabriel and his dad, Richard Clark, for kind of taking the risk and putting your neck out on Twitter and thinking maybe you weren't going to get anything back. And you got a whole lot more than you ever could have anticipated.
That's a great story.
And again, if you want to follow him, he is Clarky with an IE _woodwork on Instagram. Worth
very
a follow.
Good.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
And I wake up. The Chum Morning Show.
Gotta tell you and remind everybody that once upon a time, there were no concerts.
I know.
Like, just a short time ago, we were just looking around outside of Toronto going, when will something happen? And it's all happening now. All the concerts are back. All our favorite artists are coming back to town. All our favorite crowds of people will be... Well, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
We're
excited about concerts.
I'm excited about the entertainment.
I am too. So that's why we're bringing back a great contest.
Yes. Monday, we're going to be doing starting the Chum 104.5 Artist of the Day concert.
Contest,
for your favorite concerts. Every time you hear your favorite artist play twice back to back between the hours of 8, 11, 1, and 4, when you hear them back to back, you'll be the caller, and then you'll be the person going to a contest.
I'll give you a little insight on that. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I could do that. But if you hear an artist, you go, oh, this song. And they go, oh, there's another song by the same artist. Call right away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait for the end of the song. Call.
Call us when you hear that second song play.
Yeah.
All right. And when it's there, it puts you in there. Chum 104.5.
You win it with a pair of tickets. You can take a friend.
The Artist of the Day contest starting this Monday.
When's the last time someone called you and said, hey, I got tickets for such and such. You want to go?
I can't even remember.
I can't either.
Okay.
I know.
But you'll get that chance coming up Monday. So thanks.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Happy Friday morning. And don't forget, starting Monday, a brand new contest. It's going to be the song of the day. Artist of the day is going to get you some tickets to see your favorite artists here in Toronto. Getting the summer started right. Let's go into the watch list. What are you guys watching this weekend?
Well, it's called Gaslit. It's on Crave. It's on Sunday night.
Okay.
We're going back to the Nixon administration.
Okay.
When Martha Mitchell was married to, I can't remember, John Mitchell, but I can't remember what he had a big role. Ah, can't remember what his role is. Anyway, big guy in the Nixon administration.
Okay.
And she would see all of his notes and all of the crazy stuff that was happening, and she would be very loud about it, very outspoken about it. And, well, let's put it this way. They hid her away because she was gaslit. Yeah. She was like, you're crazy. You shouldn't do that. Now, her drinking didn't help. But, you know, still, big mouth.
They didn't want the
and they didn't want that to, no, because she would always make the news.
Wow.
So that's, it's called Gaslit, and it stars Julia Roberts as Martha and Sean Penn as John. And by the way, those guys are really good friends, but you wouldn't even recognize Sean Penn in this.
That's true. He doesn't look like himself at all.
At all. And Sesame Street's on Crave, guys, just in case. Just in case you need to put the kid down.
It's the,
get the dinner made. Yeah. Sesame Street's on Crave.
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What you are heading to the movies, right?
I want to go see a new movie that is getting rave reviews called Everything Everywhere All at Once. And it's kind of this cool sci-fi movie. The plot follows a Chinese-American woman, and she goes for an interview kind of, or an audit, I should say, at the IRS. And when she's there, she kind of discovers that she is locked into this weird multiverse, like parallel universes, and she's going to have to be this very regular woman who goes into these parallel universes and fights off, you know, evil spirits to prevent the destruction of everything, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I showed you the trailer the other day, Jamar.
It was very interesting. I mean, like, just the idea of a multiverse for a comic book nerd is a great idea anyway.
Yes.
So I love that, but it looked really good.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's getting very, very good reviews. It was like a lot of people that I follow on Twitter who I love highly recommended it. So that's called Everything Everywhere All One.
Okay.
All
right. I want to ask, I mean, I'm not recommending something, but I want to ask if anyone's watched The First Lady yet. Has anyone seen that?
You know, I saw a little bit of it, and I saw, hang on, who's in this? Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer as Betty Ford is spectacular.
Yep.
And then I saw, who plays Eleanor Roosevelt, guys, help me. She was Margaret Thatcher in The Crown. Yeah.
Oh, looking.
What's her name?
Jillian Anderson.
Thank you,
darling. There you go.
She was chosen to play Eleanor Roosevelt. She kind of laughed at that because she's Eleanor was like 6'3". But anyway, Jillian's a really short person. But she did a really good job. It's about when he gets sick.
Yeah.
And he gets polio. I have not seen any more. I just saw like a snapshot of that.
Okay.
And that's it. But I know it's...
I'm interested. It's piqued my interest. I want to see it.
Well, it's not talking about the president, all the things that they did. It's about the women behind the guys. And how did they cut out their role? What was their role? What would they do? What would they not do? And I tell you, Betty Ford, we got the Betty Ford Clinic now. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. But she was really something else. I give her a lot of credit. I had no idea how strong she was.
It looks like Viola Davis has been taking a little fire for her portrayal of Michelle Obama.
I was just going to say.
Well, isn't that funny?
It's her. It's her.
Well, you know, when you get into these roles where you have to play somebody in real life, you know, you start to study everything about their mannerisms, the way they talk, their speech patterns. And I guess she really kind of capitalized on this thing that Michelle Obama probably does with her lips, like her mouth. Like a kind of lip pursing type of thing.
That's what everyone's saying, that she just lives constantly pursing her lips in this movie.
And she's doing it too much?
Doing it too much, like it's like a caricature. It's like, sure, Michelle Obama maybe did this once or twice.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look, it just looks weird.
Okay.
So she was getting roasted. I saw this. I was like, oh, why is the First Lady trending? Oh, no one appreciates this facial expression.
I want to see that. I want to see it.
Mm. Well, you know, the thing is, I also think, I haven't seen that part yet, because they weave all of the women's stories together.
Yeah.
Which is quite interesting, but I haven't seen that yet. But it, sometimes you go, you know, you really didn't need to go that far with that, because we would have believed you because you're such an excellent actress.
She's incredible.
Mm-hmm. I feel for her because she's produced the series, and there will be another set of three first ladies down the road.
Cool.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
I like that. I like that whole series. That's cool.
That's
so
really, yeah.
Hopefully this week I'll come back with a review of that
and
one.
And another episode of?
Oh, of course, Winning Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch that all weekend too.
Come on.
Really good.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Trending in Toronto and all across Canada is the McPizza. So all McDonald's had to do was tweet, bring back blank, and social media collectively yelled, the McPizza, wow. Please.
It was that good.
Yeah, well, I think it was just that nostalgic. And that's the thing. Nostalgia is obviously really having a moment right now. And a lot of people, we talked about this in an earlier trending, like myself, remember the McPizza from childhood. If you went to a Jays game back in the day at the Sky Dome, you remember getting a little McPizza and sitting down and watching Kelly Gruber. And I think people want that kind of back.
Come on. You're so funny.
Yeah. So that is what the internet really wants to come back. And then we were talking about, Marilyn, how you were saying, like, you tried an Almond Joy. And it wasn't as good as you remember.
Yeah.
There were some people that texted in and said, I don't think the McPizza's going to stand up.
It's just because your little taste buds back in the day versus your, you know, you've acquired the taste buds or two.
Yep.
Yeah.
The only way to know is if they'll bring it back for us and then we can try.
You think they ever would?
I don't know. I mean, they're asking. They're getting a resounding answer in Canada. So, we'll have to see.
I'll tell you, they're good for little kids because little kids like pizza, right? And they're really plain, right? They're really plain. So that's probably why you loved it and have great memories of it.
Totally.
Sure.
Also kind of on the McDonald's nostalgia tip, every year they do the McHappy Day, of course. That's coming up on May 11th, and it supports Ronald McDonald House charities, also other local children's charities. This year, though, because everything in life now is about merch, they have teamed up with Peace Collective. You know the local clothing designers who do, like, the Toronto is Home, all that kind of stuff? So what they've done is they've brought back a bunch of the nostalgic, old school, iconic McDonald's characters like Birdie, Mayor McCheese, the Nugget Buddies, and they're putting
Hamburglar
them on.
Hamburglar, maybe?
I like Hamburglar.
Hamburglar. Grimace is on there.
Grimace. Yeah. Grimace purple?
Yes, he was purple. I think he was, I always felt he was the inspiration for Barney, anyways.
Grimace was a giant taste bud.
Yes, he was supposed to be.
How crazy
is that?
Yeah.
I didn't know
Mind
that.
Blown, huh?
Yeah.
Mind is blown.
And then I think they kind of just gave up on it and were like, he's just sort of this random character.
Purple blob.
Yeah. So they're
Which
bringing.
What would you wear?
Ooh, I want the Nugget Buddies.
The Nugget Buddy?
It's like all the little nuggets in a box together being like, hi. So if you want to buy that, I'm going to tweet the link. But it's like, it goes to Ronald McDonald Children's Charities. And you can get like tote bags or a hoodie or whatever. So if you love those characters growing up, again, everything old is new again.
There's so many. I'm looking at the characters right now. Man, there's a lot.
Aren't they cute?
Yeah.
Did you ever have the McDonald's cookies? Those were good.
Those were good.
You remember those?
Yeah. Bring those back.
Yeah.
How about Birdie the Early Bird?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Birdie the Early Bird. She was cute too. Okay, so this weird thing happened on a plane, and like everything in life, it is now on camera. Mike Tyson was on a JetBlue flight this week. I was going to say fight because a fight broke out.
Uh-huh.
What happens is a drunk passenger who initially they started having a nice exchange. Mike said hello to him, even took a selfie, so he was being agreeable. But this guy just keeps berating him. He's like poking at him and prodding. He's sitting behind him, and it just looks like the most annoying drunk guy on a plane you've ever seen. Well, what happens when you pick a fight with Mike Tyson?
You get punched in the face.
Darn right you do.
Or bit in the ear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So then this guy winds up getting punched. Everyone who's filmed this and seen it on the internet kind of collectively agrees, well, I don't know, that's what you get.
Right.
But maybe he was looking for a payout. Right? Like, why else would you instigate an argument? I mean, other than the fact that he was drunk. So no charges have officially been filed yet, but this is the reason why Mike Tyson is trending today. And Bill Murray is trending because of inappropriate behavior on a movie set. So he's making a movie called Being Mortal, and the entire production has been suspended because he's being accused of inappropriate behavior. So they stopped production on the film, and now they're going to be investigating this. This is a film that was supposed to, it's co-starring Seth Rogen. Aziz Ansari, the comedian, was starring in it, also writing, and this was his directorial debut. So they're not messing around. They want to figure out what the heck's going on with Bill, but what a weird story. I don't really know anything more about it than that. Bill is mostly known these days for popping up in surprise places. You know, he was seen serenading people in Washington Square Park in New York. Like, he's kind of this whimsical celebrity figure.
Right.
So it's not a great story to have circulating.
Obsessing over the Cubs.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Okay. I still can't get over that Grimace was a taste bud.
Grimace was a taste bud.
I'm looking at all the characters.
Like, who are the marketing geniuses that thought that we could affect kids by portraying a taste bud?
I know.
Yeah, that's
a little weird.
That's weird.
Well, do you remember the McPlay Place rooms, like the party room back in the day?
Yeah.
It looked like an acid trip. Like, if you go back and look at those photos now of what they look like, you're like, how? This was weird. And then the jail, you would go to, like, the hamburger jail.
Yes, I remember that. The hamburger jail.
Yeah.
You climb up the thing.
Yes.
And it was a burger with bars.
Yeah.
The one that didn't make it for me and made me feel uncomfortable was the professor. Do you remember that?
No.
Professor?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Awful.
I remember
I did like the fry kids because they're made up of fries. Anyway, it took me back. I see why you want to be the McNugget buddies.
Aren't they cute?
Look at that.
They're adorable. Yeah, Nugget buddies.
Adorable. All right. Well, I learned something today. Thank you, Jamar.
Anytime.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. I wake up early every morning. Wake up on Chum.
Friday. Yes. Yes, the longest week ever. The week that included a rando snowstorm at some point. Like, what was that?
Oh.
Like, can we? Are we done with that?
No.
Is that done? No?
I need us to be.
No, we got a little, we're probably one more little one.
Yo, dash away that. Like, I don't want any more of that.
I know you don't. I know that. Don't put the coats away yet. But we're going to have a great day today. A little bit of rain tomorrow. Maybe a little bit of snow. Maybe on Sunday. But we're just inching. I don't want April to go too fast because then May just zooms by and all of a sudden summer and summer zooms by. So it's just.
I'm just ready for sizzle season. Like, just get the sun out here. Like, burn me. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. Just like, like, now. Now. Warmth. But, you know, must be patient.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.